Something like that. Yeah, it's all in. Well, you know, he knows what I've said. He knows what I've thought. So just to recap, the idea is to kind of return back to a day of old when the church was much more vibrant as it is right now. And I realize that COVID had to play into it and et cetera. You know, I realize a lot of people would say that there was a group of individuals that left at a certain point that had changed the personality of the church. But I have hope. I'm confident that God wants to do something here. I don't know about you, and I'm not trying to give a pep talk, but I can kind of feel it in my bones that things are going to move in the right direction as we serve our Lord and King to bring Him glory. I think that's where we're at. And it's going to take every one of us. So now is the time. We've got 7 or 8 minutes left to bring these 10 weeks to a close. I am going through the recordings week after week and typing notes, and I'm going to put together a booklet that once I get that finalized, it won't be much bigger than the church directory, but then I'll get that to you so you've got kind of a summary of everything that we discussed. Just something that you can hang on to or maybe use for discipleship training in the future. But in these last 7, 8 minutes or so, what have you learned? Has there been something that has inspired you to change? I mean, just don't give me feedback. I'm just trying to get us to summarize our journey over the last 10 weeks. So who would like to add or complain or something? It's kind of...
The course made our discipleship more meaningful, more important to me. Sometimes we wind up in a period of lackadaisicalness, if there is such a word, and we need a little cattle prod shock to get us started again. And that's it's kind of got me fired up on witnessing to others, and my own feeling is the best way to do that is one-on-one with somebody you make friends with.
Yes, yes.
So that's kind of what I've had success a few times that way.
Okay. And your cattle prod reference made me think of the McBrooms here, that a cow getting stuck in the gate there and having to kind of prod it and push it through. And, you know, I'm starting to show my ignorance about being a dairy farmer, so I'll shut up there. Like, you don't know nothing. But, well, thank you for sharing that, Dave. Who else? Chris. Okay. Okay. So we'll set up a time for some pastoral counseling then. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, and understanding even to that point that when we look at a list the way Paul writes, there's 9 individual labels, but it's singular. It's one fruit. So it's the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 that is encompassed by all of those things. Kind of like in 1 Corinthians 13, the definition of love. Love is patient, kind, etc. But love is all of those things. It can't be just part one, part the other. But to your point, Chris, and it's a very valid point, that we might do wonderfully in loving our family members But an extended family member or maybe a neighbor who has wronged us or something, our love isn't as strong in those situations. So you could look at that assessment and say, how am I doing on love? Well, I do well, with the grandkids and my husband, and oh yeah, there's that one neighbor, there's that one something. So it's even situational, trying to grade ourselves in that. It's difficult.
Well,
so
it's sort of like the Ten Commandments, if you break one, you break all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have all those aspects of love, and if you, it's...
Yeah. There is a message that's been brewing in my heart, the biblical comparison of the law versus grace, of the, what was it like in the Old Testament life trying to follow God versus what is it like for us after Jesus had come and it initiated the new covenant, because it's truth in the Old Testament, it's truth in the New Testament, but love or the law versus grace is in comparison and in contrast in many ways. But just to really unfold what the Scriptures teach us, to understand that the law is perfect and good and absolutely fulfilled in Christ. We are held accountable to the law, the Mosaic law. It's civic, it's ceremonial, it's covenantal in three different regards. But at the same time, we don't have to pursue following the law because we're under grace. And it's just this dichotomy of confusion. So I'm looking forward to that finally getting in a place where I think I could deliver it to where all of us, even myself, could understand. So, yeah.
I think, David, that your enthusiasm and your hope for us has been contagious and encouraging.
Thank you. And theos. Enthusiasm in God. I realize that Gail and I have been here for just over a couple years. And I also realize that some of you who have been here for decades might be looking around, even the old romper room. I see Susie, I see Stephen, I see Fred, I see Wilma. But now you look around and those people aren't here any longer, either because they've split off from the church or they didn't like something and they moved to a different church or whatnot. So it can be disheartening to look around and say, these pews used to be packed. Now look at us. But to that extent, or even with that as an intentional statement, when we look around, that's when we can become discouraged. But when we look up, that's when we're encouraged. When we look in, we can be discouraged. But when we look up, we're encouraged. Because we fall short of the glory of God daily, hourly, every moment. But praise God, because of Jesus Christ, He is the reason, He is the vision, He is the purpose. And He's who we try to emulate, pursue, and share. Right? Any other last minute comments?
I think the class has made me become more mindful when I'm with the public. As far as people I work with, there's been some situations that have come up and I didn't realize how people saw me. Be more careful about how I present myself as a Christian, as far as, because you have one person saying that they're a Christian and doing one thing, and then you've got these people you work with, and they say, well, why does he do that? We don't do that. And it's like, well, you can't compare me. I'm not. This is my relationship with the Lord, not my relationship. I've become more mindful of that.
Okay.
In a way, it's encouraging too that people see that my faith is real. So.
Yeah. Awesome. There are fewer and fewer of us who are still in the workforce to that extent. Or that maybe we work from home or we're not out in the public in that regard. I mean, with you being at the pharmacy, people coming in and out all the time. All right, so full disclosure, let me close this out here because this is not related to discipleship.